my siblings were fine. My brother and sister were fine. Many of my parents' generation were fine with it, but there were a number of folks, and my parents very much so, who were like, what are you doing? You know, this was really bad. And my father never dealt with it. And he died in 2004, 2 years after we got married. And we never reconciled over that. And they didn't come to our wedding.
They didn't allow me in the house.
They didn't, yeah. Acacia was not allowed to come.
For the first 18 months of my marriage.
And I stopped visiting my parents. And I was in New York, you have to understand, I was in New York every month at that time on business. So I would go and visit them. My father had a neurological disease or disorder that slowly was debilitating him. And so I would go and visit them all the time because I was in New York on business constantly from Atlanta. And I would be flying up and down and up and down the coast. And so I'd go and spend at least a couple of days with them. And they just wouldn't deal with it. And it was very sad. It was very hard to deal with. And it was very hard on us because I'm now trying to wend my way through this because I couldn't just outright reject them and say, well, you know, I tear my clothes, you're dead to me, and I'm never going to deal with you again. And yet try to be supportive of Acacia. And I'll be very honest, you know, I didn't always do that very well.
You're dating this black woman, you need to break up with her. You don't want to have to deal with her.
They wouldn't deal with it in any, and no, nothing I could do would get them to deal with it at that time. So I would go visit him, or he'd be in the hospital for something, and we talked about a lot of things, but we could never get past this. We could never get past this to the day he died. So we come and pull up to the house I grew up in. My mother still lives in the house I grew up in. She's there 48 years. And this is tough. This is a really difficult moment. It's like, how to deal with this? Because my mother hasn't been willing to deal with Acacia.
His neighbor across the street, Marilyn, I was sitting in the car, and John was about to go inside, and
Marilyn comes out.
And Marilyn says, Acacia Salati, you need to go inside.
Yeah.
So I do.
What did you see, Acacia, when you walked in?
I saw a woman in pain. But a woman who loved her son and was going to deal with it.